Good morning, it's 7:37, and joining us, as he does each morning, for political commentary is Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ian? I know you're working from dawn till dusk, and you're doing a great job. Thank you for that.
Thank you. My pleasure. Let's talk about another man who was working yesterday. That's President Obama. And according to some reports, he had some a harsh moment with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney from the Hudson Valley.
Well, we don't really know what's going on. The report that we saw in the Daily News this morning says that there was a dust-up between them, that Maloney wanted something, that the president grew impatient with him, and that somehow it got leaked. Now, Maloney is in a very competitive district, and the president mentioned, well, now you can say you stood up to the president. Maybe it was on purpose. We know that Nan Haworth was in that district before, a very conservative Republican. Maybe Maloney was trying to pick off some of the Republican voters, but that doesn't usually work. I know an assemblyman in the Hudson Valley who years ago, when President Clinton was in trouble for the sexual escapades, said that he wouldn't vote for Clinton. He was a Democrat, and he lost. He's been subsequently reelected. Nevertheless, you don't want to lose your base either, and this could put Maloney in some danger for being disrespectful to the president.
Let's go now to Detroit. You had an interesting roundtable panel yesterday on this topic, the bankruptcy of a huge American city. Other locations are probably eyeing Detroit at this very moment, other cities that have struggled with their finances. What do you make of that?
Well, look, Detroit is a terrible situation. You know, the bondholders aren't being paid. People who work for the city are being told that their pensions are basically being canceled or that they're only going to be getting a small amount from what they expected for their retirement, a terrible situation, which I think almost anybody could put themselves into. So really, Detroit stands out as a signal to everybody, you better be careful about what you're doing. But when you have one industry, the automobile industry, and it gets out, when people start fleeing for suburbs with lower tax bases and more stability, you really do have a bad situation.
To finish up now, a new poll shows that the Albany mayoral contest has city treasurer Kathy Sheehan well ahead of rival Corey Ellis in the Democratic primary as they vie to succeed Jerry Jennings.
Well, I had no doubt that this is the way it was going to happen. The establishment has basically come together for Kathy Sheehan, as well as many of the people who have been fighting the establishment over the years. So now she looks like both a progressive candidate and somebody who has Big Mo on her side. I think it's hers to lose now. She's a very articulate and bright woman. So is Corey Ellis, a bright man. But I have to tell you, it does look like it's heading towards a Kathy Sheehan finish.
Dr. Alan Chartok, thanks, Alan.
And thank you, Ian. Again, thanks for all you're doing.